Parsha Vayishlach has the story of Reuven, Vayishkav et Bilah, Pilegesh Aviv. Now Chazal, Gemara in Shabbos, Nunhei Amid Bet, tells us, I'm Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani, I'm Rabbi Yonatan, Kol Amar Reuven Chatein Ola Tuah. If you say Reuven sinned, so that means that you're mistaken, because he didn't sin. So clearly he did something, because the Pasuk is being Miaches, a sin to him, but the Chazal are saying, the sin that you might get if you read it as the Pshat of the Psukim, that's not the sin that he did. He clearly did something wrong, but it's not that sin. And the Malbim is actually bothered by something else in this pasuk. Pasuk says, "Vishkav b'la b'galagish aviv by Yishma Yisrael," and then there's a paragraph break. And right after the paragraph break, the pasuk continues, "Vayu v'nei Yaakov shnei masar." So the Malbim asked a very clear question: "Lamar mar poshiyu v'nei Yaakov shnei masar? Why right here?" So the Malbim has an explanation. He says, "You know what? This statement of Chazal about what Reuven did, bilbel yitzui aviv, so." What does the Gemara there say? The Gemara there says that Reuven was bothered that night Yaakov was planning on having relations with Bilhah. He says, why should he lie? And now that Rachel's dead, why should he lie with Rachel's Pilegesh? He should go back to my mother, Leah. And therefore, he switched around the beds. And so what happens there? So the Malbim says, the Mekubalim tell us that Yaakov was supposed to have Menashe and Ephraim from the relations that night with Bilhah. Because that didn't happen, because of whatever Reuven did, so therefore the pasuk is miaches as though Reuven was shochev im Bilhah Pilegesh Aviv. So of course he didn't really do that, but because Ephraim and Menashe were prevented from being born that night, meaning being born 9 months, or the result of relations that night, so therefore the pasuk is miaches this chet to Reuven. And this, by the way, the Malbim points out, is a pasuk in Divrei Yamim. Bnei Reuven b'chor Yisrael ki b'chor u'b'chalo yitzuei aviv nidna b'chorato b'nei Yosef. Because of what he did, his b'chor was given to b'nei Yosef. Why? Because later, when finally Ephraim and Asha are born to Yosef, so Yaakov makes them like one of the Shvatim. So Yaakov makes them like one of the Shvatim, they needed to get Nachla from him. But the other Shvatim didn't sin. So what did Yaakov do? He took the double portion from Reuven, and Reuven is left with the single portion, and that double portion instead is giving to Yosef's other son. One son gets Yosef's portion, and one son gets Reuven's double portion. So with that, the Malbim says, we can explain the way the Pasuk is written. The Pasuk says, Vayu b'nei Yaakov shnei masar. Why here? Because even after Yaakov heard what Reuven did, Vayu b'nei Yaakov shnei masar, says the Malbim, Rak shnei masar, only 12. There should have been 14. But it was only 12 because by Yishma Yisrael, what Reuven did. Reuven mixed around the beds. It ended up that instead of 14 kids, there's now only 12. By Yishma Yisrael, and now I'm stuck with only 12. This, by the way, the Malbim says, also explains something much later. Then Reuven comes to the pit and he finds that Yosef is gone. He's concerned. Why? Because he had an opportunity to do tshuva. How is the tshuva? Because Ephraim and Asher are going to be born from Yosef. And now we'll get back to the right number of Shvatim that was supposed to be, and that'll be the rectification for Reuven's chet. If Yosef's gone, now we're Menashe and Ephraim going to be born. So therefore, Ayelen einenu v'ani ananiva mimaisa bila. This would have been mitakin the chet maisa bila, says the Malbim. So with that in mind, with all that in mind, we now understand the pasuk. Why is the pasuk written this way? V'shkav bila pilegish v'yishma Yisrael. Why is it telling us right now that there are 12 children? Rak Shnei Masar. It's only 12 because of whatever Reuven did. And the Malbim is clearly saying that the Pshat of the Psukim is like the Ma'amar Chazal. That's why the Pasuk is written this way. The Ma'amar Chazal tells us that Reuven didn't sin. He didn't have relations with Bilhah Pilegesh Aviv. But what he did was bad, and that's why the Pasuk is Miaches that Chay to him. But what he did caused Menashe and Ephraim to not be born from Yaakov's relations with Bilhah that night, and therefore the conclusion of that pasuk is the result. Vayu v'nei Yaakov shnei masar, i.e. rak shnei masar. This sensitivity to the psukim and the Ma'amrei Chazal allowed the Malbim to explain this to us. We should all be zochet to have such sensitivity both to reading the pasuk and to taking the Ma'amrei Chazal seriously. Shkoyach.